For Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is your reader, Gene Engany, with Injustice for All, a J.P. Beaumont mystery by J.A. Jantz. Chapter 1. There's nothing like a woman's scream to bring a man bolt upright in bed. I had been taking a late afternoon nap in my room when the sound cut through the stormy autumn twilight like a knife. I threw open the door of my cabin. The woman screamed again, the sound keening up from the narrow patch of beach below the terrace at Rosario Resort. A steep path dropped from my cabin to the beach. I scrambled down it to the water's edge. There I spotted a woman struggling to drag a man's inert form out of the lapping sea. She wasn't screaming now. Her face was grimly set as she wrestled the dead weight of the man's body. I hurried to help her, grasping him under the arms and pulling him ashore. Dropping to his side, I felt for a pulse. There was none. He was a man in his mid to late 50s, wearing expensive cowboy boots and a checkered cowboy shirt. His belt buckle bore the initials LSL. A deep gash split his forehead. The woman knelt beside me anxiously, hopefully. When I looked at her and shook my head, her face contorted with grief. She sank to the wet sand beside me. "Can't you do something?" she sobbed. Again I shook my head. I've worked homicide too many years not to know when it's too late. Footsteps pounded down the steps behind us as people in the bar and dining room hurried to see what had happened. Barney the bartender was the first person to reach us. "Dead?" he asked. I nodded. "Get those people out of here, every last one of them."